Delaware lawmakers have advanced legislation aiming to protect non-tidal or freshwater wetlands. From the WHYY Climate Desk, Zoe Reed reports, Delaware is the only state in the region without local protections.
Pools of freshwater wetlands are scattered throughout coastal Delaware. They provide critical habitat for salamanders and frogs and buffer against floodwaters in the state. But these areas are at risk of development as the federal government proposes to limit Clean Water Act protections in favor of landowner rights. There have been six failed legislative attempts to protect non-tidal wetlands in Delaware since the late 80s. But this week, a new bill cleared a critical hurdle, receiving support from environmentalists and landowners. State Senator Stephanie Hansen is the bill's sponsor.
This is the first step to completing a journey that was started back in 1988. That has been tried many times and has never succeeded. But we are going to succeed this time.
The bill would create a tiered permitting system based on how critical a non-tidal wetland is. It now awaits a vote in the Senate. From the Climate Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.
Pennsylvania State Police are calling on parents and students in Media Delaware County to be on alert this morning after a possible child luring incident. It happened while a Garnet Valley student was waiting for her brother at the bus stop in Concord Township. The teenage girl was waiting for her brother around 3:30 Tuesday afternoon on Sunset Drive near Smith Bridge Road. That's when Pennsylvania State Troopers say a man drove by and then returned and asked the girl who was waiting for someone or she'd like to do so in his vehicle. What state police say at this point is that the vehicle's a blue hatchback or SUV of some kind. An investigation continues into the incident. Partly cloudy today, a high 81. Cloudy again tonight, a low 56. Cooler tomorrow and cloudy, a high 74.